Never a dull moment. Never. Ever. A dull moment when you are a fan of the Sacramento Kings. Welcome in to the Sacramento Kings podcast presented by HoopBall and the HoopBall Podcast Network. I am your host, Damian Barling, and I thank you as always for downloading, subscribing, and I thank you so very much for listening. The Kings go 3-1 on this four-game road trip. The Kings beat the Memphis Grizzlies, hand them their fifth loss in a row. The Kings now sit just two games back from the eighth spot in the Western Conference playoffs. The Kings are 25-34, and they're still very much in the playoff conversation. Plenty to talk about here on tonight's podcast. As always, we will bring you what Luke Walton has to say here as the night progresses. But the Kings get the win 104-101. Again, never a dull moment when you're a Kings fan. You feel like it should have been a whole lot easier than it turned out to be, but it ultimately doesn't matter. It's a number in the win column for the Sacramento Kings. Appreciate you guys for subscribing. For those who have rated and reviewed the show, appreciate that. Want to throw something brand new at you. Obviously, there's a game coming up on Sunday. Game after that, Sacramento Kings will be taking on the Washington Wizards, and I want you to take advantage of an opportunity to watch it with me. Literally, there's an app. The app is called Hot Mic. You might have heard, if you're a fan of All the Smoke podcast, you might have heard Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson talking about this. Go download the app right now. It's called Hot Mic, M-I-C. It's completely free. And use the invite code Damian. That's my name, Damian. 725, D-A-M-I-E-N, 725. And follow me, Damian Barling. It's just like any other social media, you know, network type thing. Hit the follow button. You'll be alerted of when I go live. And what's going to happen is you can sit down with that app and we can watch this game live. If you get tired of hearing about when a team gets into the bonus, if you get tired of hearing a play-by-play announcer get damn near orgasmic when a team gets into the bonus, if you get tired of being constantly reminded of who gets the ball at the start of the fourth quarter, well, don't worry about that. We're just going to sit around and talk as Kings fans. There's a chat app in it. It's going to be a lot of fun. I was so grateful for the folks over at Hot Mic for reaching out to me and allowing me to be a part of this, and I'm going to get all of the software set up for you here in the next couple of days to make sure our first broadcast goes off without a hitch. So make sure you download the app, Hot Mic, and then look for Damian Barling. Use the invite code Damian725. That's my name, Damian, D-A-M-I-E-N, and use 725 right after that. Damian725, that's the invite code. Follow me, and we'll make plans to watch the game together coming up on Tuesday when the Sacramento Kings take on the Washington Wizards. Now, that's Tuesday. Tonight, second night of a back-to-back. We know the heartbreak. We know the heartbreak that the Kings faced yesterday at the hands of the Oklahoma City Thunder. That is a far cry from the heartbreak that the Oklahoma City Thunder suffered tonight when they lost by, I believe, it was 2 billion points to the Milwaukee Bucks. It might not have been exactly 2 billion. It was close to 2 billion. I actually think it was 47, but 47 feels like it's really, really close to 2 billion. That's what happened to Oklahoma City tonight. That's how Oklahoma City rebounded from the game against the Sacramento Kings. How did the Sacramento Kings rebound from the game against the Oklahoma City Thunder? Well, quite nicely. It was actually, the game felt like an extension of yesterday. I don't think the Kings played out of this world in this game. They had a terrible first quarter. They got off to a really slow start. A much better second quarter. The Kings were down 30-21. And again, I know this is one of those situations. Game starts at 5 o'clock. A lot of you listening to this podcast may have missed it. You may have missed it at least the very start of the game. But Kings went down 30-21 at the end of one. They rebounded quite nicely there in the second quarter, had a really strong second quarter where they outscored Memphis 29-17. They took a 50-47 lead into the locker room. The third quarter started, and it reminded me a lot of yesterday's third quarter. It was like one quarter, two halves. one really good half, and then one half that wasn't so good. If you just isolate the way that the Sacramento Kings played at the tail end of the third quarter, probably the last 5.5, 6 minutes of the third quarter, you just isolated that. You watched nothing else but the way the Kings played. You'd be like, man, this was a really rough quarter. They probably lost the game here. They probably got a little bit too beat up and they couldn't recoup from it. But the good news is, as bad as and the Kings, they weren't god-awful. Like, I'm being a bit dramatic. They just weren't particularly good. They were really, really good the first 6 minutes, and not so much the next 6 minutes. But the Memphis Grizzlies are now on their fifth straight loss, and there's a reason for it. And that reason was on full display there in the second part of the third quarter, where the Kings, you know, they didn't turn the ball over a lot today at all, but they were making some kind of unforced errors there in that third quarter. Shots stopped falling for them. The ball movement disappeared, and Memphis couldn't capitalize at all. Memphis looked absolutely lost at various points, and I haven't been watching the Grizzlies during this five-game losing streak until tonight. Obviously, I saw the game against the Sacramento Kings a week ago or whatever it was, but outside of the games against the Kings, I haven't been watching the Grizzlies. And you watch this team tonight and you go, yeah, I see it. They look lost. They look like they look like the pressure of a team that's sitting in the eighth spot for the Western Conference Finals or for the Western Conference playoffs is finally getting to them. And maybe that's lame. Maybe that's too cliche. Maybe that's too easy. Maybe that's just a lazy thought. But the fact is, there were parts of that third quarter, particularly the second part of the third quarter, where they just couldn't do it. Their offense had no rhythm to it. It was just movement. On some possessions, it wasn't even movement. And then it was turnovers. The only thing that was really different in terms of how this game wound up playing out is the Sacramento Kings did not take advantage of the poor play from the Memphis Grizzlies there at the end of the third quarter. But the Kings still wound up outscoring them 31-28 in that quarter. And by the way, De'Aaron Fox was brilliant. Probably should have mentioned that to start the show in case some of you actually didn't get to see the game. De'Aaron Fox, maybe we should start the whole show over and just start with this. De'Aaron Fox returned to the lineup tonight after missing last night's game with abdominal tightness. And there was a stretch there in the first half, particularly the second quarter, where it really looked like he was favoring his shoulder. There were some moments, really on the defensive end, where he was trying to make plays and he was trying to be impactful, and it just looked like he was favoring his shoulder. But again, you see that, that KT tape on there, and maybe I'm just being overly dramatic. It looked like his shoulder was bothering there, but his shoulder was bothering him in the first half. Never miss, didn't bother the way that he was playing, because he had an absolutely outstanding third quarter. Worth pointing out again, Kent Bazemore had a great game as a Sacramento King. He played 29 minutes. He was 5 of 9 shooting. He had 13 points. He had 4 rebounds. But he had a lot of plays that aren't going to show up in that stat sheet. Again, I know it's cliche, and I know it's lazy, but man, it is freaking applicable for Kent Bazemore. He does so many things on a night-to-night basis that help the Sacramento Kings, and so does Alex Lynn. Alex Lynn has done a lot since he's done. I don't know what Luke Walton pulls him aside and asks him to do, but I can't imagine when Alex Lynn is out there, he's not doing exactly what Luke Walton is asking him to do. But this team, once again, was led by De'Aaron Fox. De'Aaron Fox remains the heart and soul of this team. Not the big night from Harrison Barnes that we had seen in recent games. However, Mr. Giles, that would be Harry Giles III, he didn't have the numbers on the boards that you would like to see him have, but he was 8 of 14. He played 31 minutes tonight. He was aggressive. He had 16 points. And man, has this young man had a great road trip or what? Harry Giles. And I'm a little bit excited. I didn't expect us to be talking about meaningful Kings basketball. I didn't expect us to be talking about meaningful Kings basketball when we were at the All-Star break. Truthfully, I was just like, man, let's continue to put out quality content. Let's continue to talk about the Sacramento Kings. Let's start trying to find some positives in what they're doing, or, let's pull little narratives and start talking about the future. I really didn't think we were going to be talking about a meaningful season or meaningful games left in the season, and there's a lot of them, and they're going to become even more meaningful because tomorrow night, the Memphis Grizzlies, or I shouldn't say tomorrow. I don't know when you're listening to this. The next time the Memphis Grizzlies play is going to be Saturday, and they're going to be taking on the Los Angeles Lakers, the best team in the Western Conference. Now, this is where things get a little murky, if you will, for the Sacramento Kings. Kings got Detroit coming up. Okay. Remember, Kings fans, don't count wins. Don't do it to yourself. I'm just going to tell you the schedule. I'm not telling you the schedule because I want you to count wins. I'm telling you the schedule because I want you to know the schedule. Okay. Detroit coming up. Everybody knows that. Detroit's on Sunday. You got the Washington Wizards on Tuesday, where you could join me on Hot Mic. Download the Hot Mic app right now, MIC. And then they got the Philadelphia 76ers after that. And man, what a big game 1 week from tomorrow against the Portland Trailblazers is going to be. And then they got the Houston Rockets. They got the Toronto Raptors. It's Toronto Raptors at the Golden One Center on March 8th. Those are the upcoming games. Oh, and then right after that, you talk about you thought tonight was a monster of a game? March 11th, Golden One Center, the Kings and the Pelicans. Hell yeah, that game is going to have some meaning to it. That's the Kings schedule coming up. Think what you want to about Detroit. Think what you want to about Washington. But you start looking at the games after that with Philadelphia. You start looking at the games after that with Portland. You look at Toronto right after that. And then you look at that monster. As of right now, it is a monster game against the New Orleans Pelicans. Now, we know that Memphis is playing terrible. We know that Memphis has got the best in the West tomorrow, or Saturday, excuse me. I'm going to try to stop doing that. Against the Los Angeles Lakers. After that, you don't count wins in the NBA. You don't count losses in the NBA. But this is their schedule. They've got the Hawks in Atlanta. They've got the Nets in Brooklyn. They've got the Mavericks in Dallas. So they got three on the road. And then they got Atlanta again, this time at home. And then Orlando. And then they're going to take on Portland. And you talk about playoff consequences. They have a stretch here in March where they've got Portland, Utah. They've got San Antonio. They've got Oklahoma City. On March 19th, they've got Milwaukee. And then you want to point to a moment where the season could very well be decided for a number of different teams. They have the New Orleans Pelicans on a Saturday, March 21st. Their next game is Tuesday, March 24th, and it is the New Orleans Pelicans again. That's where we're at with the Memphis Grizzlies, who have now lost five straight games. This losing streak started with Sacramento back on February 20th. Ironically enough, it continued with the Los Angeles Lakers, Clippers, Rockets, Kings again, and they're going to take on the Lakers tomorrow night. Don't count wins. I think the Lakers, I'm not going to say it. Not going to do it. Nope, because if something happens, y'all going to blame me, so I'm not going to say it. That's the Grizzlies schedule. I wanted to make sure that we presented that to you. Man, again, I did not think we were going to have interesting basketball the remainder of the season. I should point out, and I know I mentioned Oklahoma City more just because I was mentioning what happened to them. The Pelicans won, and that is Oklahoma City winning or losing isn't of any consequence to the Sacramento Kings and where they're at right now. But the New Orleans Pelicans, that is of consequence. And the Pelicans won 116-104 against the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight. Obviously, you want to keep an eye on what Portland is doing. You want to keep an eye on what San Antonio is doing. Neither one of those teams played tonight. Now that the games against the Memphis Grizzlies are over. The Kings, by the way, won the series. The Kings have won the season series against the Memphis Grizzlies. Just in case things come down to a tie, that is a good little nugget to have in your back pocket. 29 points for Brandon Ingram tonight. Zion Williamson, 11 of 16. He had 24. Derek Favors had 15 rebounds tonight. 22 points for Jrue Holiday. 12 assists for Lonzo Ball as this team continues to find its way. J.J. Redick suffered a hamstring injury early in the game. Haven't really gotten an update. I've been checking Twitter over the last few minutes to try to see what we can find. Because, I mean, that's a big loss. If J.J. Redick is out, and you know how sensitive hamstrings are, if J.J. Watt. If J.J. Redick is out for a little while, that's a big deal. That's a big deal, and that's problematic for the New Orleans Pelicans. So we'll hear from Luke Walton here in just a little bit, and if Sacramento Kings basketball isn't interesting enough for you here during this final month and a half of the season, we can make it more interesting. You can head over to mybookie.ag to make your predictions a reality, to make your predictions some money. They've got the fastest payouts, best promotions, and a very helpful 24/7 customer service team. You can pull your bets together for bigger payouts. MyBookie has more lines and better odds for the player than any other sports book around. And if you join MyBookie right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway, all the way up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, they'll give you $1,000 in free money to play with. That means if you deposit $100, they'll give you $50 in free money to play with. The point is, use the promo code today, and MyBookie is going to give you free money to play with. And while I do very much want you to go to mybookie.ag today, the promo code is today. So when it says, hey, do you got a promo code? You say, yes, I have a promo code, and that promo code is today. That will get you that free money to play with over on mybookie.ag. I mentioned that De'Aaron Fox was brilliant, elaborated on that a little bit. I feel like I kind of brushed over the brilliance of Kent Bazemore. And quite honestly, man, on a podcast, I don't know how to stamp what he has been doing so well. When you watch him play and you watch his hustle and you watch him frustrate offenses, possession after possession after possession, Kent Bazemore is so obviously the guy that Luke Walton wanted Trevor Ariza to be this offseason. Kent Bazemore is so obviously the guy that the entire Sacramento Kings front office wanted Trevor Ariza to be when they signed him this summer. He has done a fantastic job. He has made the most of what little he does on the offensive end, and he's had some really good offensive moments here, but he is a guy who will always... Kent Bazemore is going to be in the league for a very, very, very long time because he does things a lot of guys don't like to do. I don't need basket. You don't need to work me into the offense. I'll get a lot of my points off of frustrating their offense. I'll get a lot of my points on being a force on the defensive end. And time after time after time in his short stint with the Sacramento Kings, he has done just that. Neither team shot particularly well from three-point range. The Memphis Grizzlies won the rebound battle 52-47. We'll check in with Luke Walton with how he feels about the latest victory for his Sacramento.
3-1 and you know, be on the road for 9 days to end it on a back-to-back. You know, just again, I think it speaks to how our team is playing, how our group is starting to gel together a little bit. And, you know, happy with the overall trip and happy with most of tonight. We got off to a slow start. We found our legs, which is kind of be expected every once in a while on a long trip and a back-to-back. But we found our legs, and then we played pretty solid throughout until those final 2 minutes, which we got to continue to work on and clean up end of games. And we held off a good Memphis team.
Luke, what can you say about De'Aaron's heart and resiliency to get out and give you the effort he gave you?
Yeah, I love it. I love it because I saw him yesterday and he wasn't moving so good. So my whole prep coming into tonight's game was that he's not playing. And he told me he wanted to play. He wanted to play. And for him to come out and test it, he came over once early this morning and then came over again tonight to test it and to play through that in a game that, you know, we need. It's important for us right now. They're all important, but this one, just to kind of finish off a good road trip, was, you know, he showed a lot of leadership and then went out there and played a very high-level game, too.
There was a point there where you guys really dialed up the defensive intensity. What kind of fuel prompted that?
Well, there's great communication happening out there. You know, that's what we're always preaching to our guys. It's not that hard to talk, but when we talk, we're a good defensive team. And we have multiple guys calling out coverages, making multiple efforts. And, you know, the things that it takes to be a good defensive team. And we did it for stretches tonight, and when we did, we got stops.
Is the intensity that Bazemore brings and the toughness that Alex Lynn brings kind of rubbing off on the rest of the group right now?
Yeah, well, it's helping us get to where we want to go. It's helping us continue to try to build our identity of the type of team we're going to be in the future. And they're a big part of that. And I think, I know Corey's been here all year, but you got to throw Corey in that same group. If there's a loose ball, he's getting on the ground for it. If there's a box out to be made, he's sacrificing his body for it. So, it's a good group that we have. When we're playing that type of defense, it hopefully shows to the rest of the group. One, it's fun, and two, we got a much better chance of winning.
Harry mixed it up.
He pretty much sounds the same whether the team wins or loses. This team right now is in a great position to make the playoffs. This team now is in a great position to make a run at the playoffs. They're in a great position to make some noise when it comes to grabbing that final spot in the Western Conference playoff picture. They've won 3 of 4 on the road here. Their stretch over the last 15 games has been pretty damn good. And he continues to talk about the things that he wants the Sacramento Kings to do better. He continues to talk about the things that he wants his team to do better. And I give him a hard time for bad press conferences. I give him a hard time for not being emotional enough or, seemingly having a pulse after some of these tough losses that the Kings had earlier in the season. But you realize after they've had great wins against Miami. They've had great wins against the Los Angeles Clippers. They've had great wins against teams that are significantly better than the Memphis Grizzlies. But no game so far this year has meant more than the one that the Sacramento Kings just won. And I don't know the last time the Kings won a game as valuable as this one this late in the season. And this is so bizarre to talk about because they're 25-34. They're 25-34. They're well under the pace that they were last year in terms of the amount of games won. They're two games away from the playoff spot. It looks like they're actually three, so my bad. I'm awful at math. I feel like maybe these standings that I'm looking at didn't update properly. I thought that's where they began the day. I thought maybe at worst they were 2.5. But clearly I can't count. So there's always that. I can't count. So the Kings are actually 3 games back from the Memphis Grizzlies, but point still stands. They're within striking distance of the Memphis Grizzlies, and we'll see what the Portland Trailblazers are able to do. You know how I feel about them, particularly if you listen to yesterday's podcast or you listen to any of my daily podcasts, which is called The Podcast with Damian Barling, and it is available on this very same podcast platform that you're listening to this one on. Go subscribe. I think you'll enjoy it. Post every single day. Y'all need sports talk. There's certainly no local sports talk here in the middle of the day in Sacramento, in the Sacramento region. So check me out. Got it right there for you. The Podcast with Damian Barling. Go subscribe to that. But I feel like this boils down to the Pelicans and the Kings. And the Grizzlies. Let's be fair to the Grizzlies. This is the Grizzlies' playoff position to lose. And technically, they haven't lost it yet. So, do they have as good a shot as any? I don't believe in Portland just because I haven't seen it at all this year. I don't believe in San Antonio, which is a terrible thing that can come back and bite me in the butt. It's just haven't seen it this year. The Kings are playing well. Memphis, I think, is playing really well overall. And we've got another meaningful game. Believe it or not, we got another meaningful game, and every game is going to have new meaning now for the Sacramento Kings. They're going to take on the Detroit Pistons on Sunday afternoon, and we will cover that game for you here on the Sacramento Kings podcast. Again, appreciate you subscribing. So we've got the Pistons on Sunday, and remember, you're going to hear me talk a lot about this moving forward because I'm going to try to do this for every Kings game, beginning with the game against the Memphis, beginning with the game against the Washington Wizards on Tuesday. That's on Hot Mic. Make sure you download the app, Hot Mic. Use the invite code Damien, D-A-M-I-E-N, Damien725, and we will watch the game together. Make sure you follow me just like you would on Twitter or Instagram or whatever other social media platform, and we'll watch the game together. We'll chat. It's got its own little chat room there. It's just like having a Twitter with nothing but your Kings fans there right in front of you. We're going to have some fun, and that's coming up on Tuesday. But we're back first with postgame following the Kings and the Pistons. Have a great Friday. Have a great Saturday, and we will see you back here following the Kings and the Pistons on Sunday afternoon. Thank you for listening.